So I will introduce.
Ask.
Yo, what up, y'all? I'm back. We're back. I'm Jay Flicks.
Yo, 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 it's Jay on the mic.
It's your boy, Jay Verified.
We are here with
J-Dub.
Yes, we are here with J-Dub, a digital content creator. We are opening. First off, I want to get into a couple questions I have for you. So, where are you from?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's home. Mm-hmm. Green Bay. So I had looked you up on Facebook, and I've been seeing you. The first video I saw, it was like you playing a piano, and you was cool too.
Appreciate that. Appreciate
it. When did you get into it?
I've been playing piano since I was 6 years old. I took lessons from 6 years old to 12, but after that, I still played at school bands and like church stuff like that.
Okay, yeah, that's what's up. Hmm. Y'all, have any questions at all?
I got some questions. I just wanted to do let's do the fun fact of the day. So first off, the fact of the day would be, people are more creative in the shower. When we take a warm shower, we experience an increase. We experience. Oh, Lord, I can't read.
Get it out.
We experience an increased dopamine. Dopamine. Am I saying it right? Dopamine?
Dopamine.
I believe so.
Yeah, flow.
Dopamine. I agree with that. I be in the shower thinking about some crazy stuff, you know. Like, something I thought about. Like, you know, what do they call, like, a tsunami? When the water is like, not a tsunami. I don't know what it's called, but you know, you ever saw that one movie where it was a big old wave and it was taking everything out?
Is it a
hurricane?
I forgot what it was called. It just went
Titanic or something?
Nah, it ain't called no Titanic, bro. It's like
a movie?
It's a movie about it. It's about like this big old wave and it's like crashing into the city and it's taking everything out.
Yeah.
I forgot what it was called. But since y'all don't know, Jesus, I wish y'all knew. So y'all knew what I was talking about.
What? 2012?
Nah, man. I don't know, man. I just know it was a movie.
We might as well go ahead and move on.
Nah, but I was just thinking, like, you know, the way you can survive something like that, because people be saying you couldn't survive that, like, because it's too hectic and the water can reach a real high height. But I'm like, you could probably just be in a plane. You know what I mean? Like, you could survive by being in a plane. Then I also thought about, like, if you jumped out of a plane at the last minute before it crashed, could you survive? But a lot of people will tell you no. I think you could, though. I mean,
I thought that too. But when you that high in the air, all that pressure gonna crush you once you open the door.
That last minute jump gonna save you.
No.
You gotta do a little rollout.
It depends on what type of plane you in and how the altitude and, you know.
I think you could survive.
If you all the way in the air, you open that door, it's just gonna crush you, so.
No, I ain't saying all the way in the air. I'm talking about, like, before you about to crash. Like, before you about to hit the ground. Not, like, right before when you too late. But, like you know how high monkey bars is or something? Like, somewhere near that height, you just jump out at the last minute. But you'll probably still die because it's going to still blow up.
Right, and everything's happening too fast. Yeah. So. But
I don't know what that was, but y'all just had a whole conversation.
No, it was just like shower thoughts, you know what I mean? Like, you start thinking a lot more.
No, I think it is, like, people are, like, real creative, like, in the shower. Or I don't know. Or sometimes people think they sound good when they singing or something like that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be, I'm sure if, like, we went in somebody else's face, like, somebody that's really accomplished a lot, like, and asked them, like, where most of these thoughts came from, like these ideas, in the shower. But that's weird, though.
Yep. So, second, we're going to move in to the question of the day.
So, I had this question. It's a real simple question. Mm-hmm. But it was just going to be, would you rather be rich and unhappy or broke and happy?
Broken happy.
Broken happy?
Yeah.
All right, I'll let you elaborate on that.
I'll say broken happy because basically, like, I know, like, money doesn't solve everybody's problems. Because you can see, you could tell by some of these celebrities nowadays, they have all the money in the world. You know, they have all the fame, you know. But a lot of people that are celebrities, they still tend to need that love. They lack the love. And some of them even, like, you know, overdose on drugs and stuff like that because, you know,
true.
They're not happy. They try to buy their happiness because they got all the money. But, like, it's just, like, at the end of the day, like, they're not happy. So
what you think?
I think I'd rather be broke, too. Rather than have all the money in the world. Wait, what did you say? Say the question one more time.
Broken, so. Happy, or rich and unhappy?
Okay, yeah, I'll be broken and happy. Really going back to what we was talking about last episode with the mental health thing. Mm-hmm. Same thing J-Dub said with, like, you know, with, like, having all the money in the world, the money still don't change. Like, it's not going to change your problems. You're going to still go through things in life. Yeah, you'll still go through things in life. You can buy whatever you want to buy.
I also agree with J-Dub. Money can't buy you happiness. It depends what makes you happy. It depends on the person and what makes them happy. But I'd rather be broke and happy because you function differently when you're happy and when you're unhappy. Sometimes when you're unhappy, sometimes you give up on work. Like, I ain't about to go up in there, this place no more. I ain't about to go in today. I'm keep calling in. You start to fall off. When you're happy, you ready to work every day, move around, function. You might just come into something, get into a whole new business, and you'll be good and get rich one day. But when you're unhappy, that can all fall off. That can affect a lot.
So, you know, I always got to be the odd one out, the oddball. But being real with you, I'm going to be crying buying me a new car. Yeah, so, you know, I gotta always be the rebellious one out of the group. Honestly, I'm gonna have to be unhappy and rich. You know what I mean? And, you know, mental health is important to me. It really is. But, dude, come on now, man. I'm just thinking about it like this. I can be as unhappy as I want to be, and I have a lot of money. And eventually, you know, we're gonna take it to a dark turn. I'm going to end up passing away. But then that mean my family going to be good. That don't mean they going to be unhappy, though. So at the cost of my unhappiness, I'm making other people happy. Think about it like that.
I got to quit.
When you put it that way, yeah, I guess.
But I got a question. Is therapy an option?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'd rather be rich and unhappy. I could just go to therapy.
Oh, you were talking about in that scenario. Yeah.
Okay,
I feel like if you're happy, though, you can, like, you know, I feel like if you're happy, you can reach any goal you want because you're happy.
True.
So, like, if you're unhappy, like, it's easier for you to fall off.
Definitely. I agree with that. I wanted to go back into something that I brought up last episode. I said this quote. I don't know if anybody got it, but just to refresh our memory, the quote said, "The game ends when a king falls, not when a pawn takes your queen. A few right moves and you have a new queen." Now, before I answer what it meant, I want to ask y'all, do y'all know what that means? If y'all need me to repeat it, I got y'all.
Yeah, can you repeat it, please?
All right, so the game ends when the king falls, not when a pawn takes your queen. A few right moves and you have a new queen.
Basically, I feel like it mean like two people working together. You know, boy, girl, king. For like, say he down to his last or whatever. Somebody come take, you know, his girl, and at that point it's just like he as a king, like he could either get upset or, you know, or go find him somebody else, because obviously she wasn't meant for him.
Hey,
yeah, you hit it on the spot. I knew it because you told us. I don't know if you remember, but
yeah,
you told
us.
Yeah,
I told y'all in the car. So yeah, that's what the quote was supposed to be about. It was really about relationships, and for the guys. I don't mean to be against the women, but it was just a for the guys quote. You know, for people that be down about their girls being taken by other dudes. You know, obviously she wasn't for you, and you know it don't stop there. You can find somebody new. So that's what it was really about.
You said the game ends when
the king falls, not when the pawn.
I like that last part. That's nice. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
That makes a lot of sense, though. Yeah. So.
So we're going to this game that we did. Y'all should be familiar with it. It's Riddle.
Familiar.
Okay, man. We all, the audience do what I meant, okay?
Do what you meant.
Yeah, they knew what I meant. So we're going to Riddle. So basically, the way that Riddle works is I read off some scenarios, and then we answer with the question based, like, almost like, pretty much it's just like a riddle, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the first one is the more of this there is, the less you see. What is it?
Fog.
Darkness. Darkness?
What's your answer?
You said the more of what?
The more of this you... I'm sorry. The more there is of this, the less you see. What is it?
Many?
The answer is darkness. That was the answer.
I'm a real one.
No, y'all probably...
That sound like the song. Really? Like the one song.
You're cheating.
Every little thing, the more, you know that song, every little thing I do, it be the same.
Aaron probably
some song like that. That's like, it got some words like that up in the song.
That's right. Next one is, what has many keys but can't open a single lock?
Piano. Don't copy.
You think he's smart?
I know he's not smart. I know I'm intelligent. I know. Piano is the first
Shut
thing.
Shut your boy.
Don't interrupt me while I'm trying to
boy.
Get my
All right, boy. All right, boy. Let him get on with his next riddle now.
I'm light as a feather, yet the strongest person can't hold me for 5 minutes. What am I?
Oxygen? Breath?
Why you gotta keep going like
air? So, air?
Yeah. I'd say oxygen. Like can't hold me for 5 minutes.
You want me to say it again?
You can't hold your breath for 5 minutes. Yeah, say it again.
It says I'm light as a feather, yet strong. I'm light as a feather, yet the strongest person can't hold me for 5 minutes. What am I?
I think your breath. That's what I think. I think you can't hold your breath. Like, that's
the number one answer. The number one answer is breath. The next one is...
Real one.
The next one is... Hey, last time, didn't you have more than him?
Yeah, I beat you last time.
Well, he crushing you now, man.
Yeah. Hey, add some more on there, too, yeah.
So this next one is, what has words but never speaks?
A book.
So shut up, dude.
Hey, bro.
Bro, that's just...
Yo, man.
That's a common sense answer.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm hating because he getting it faster than me. So
bro, y'all getting... I'm halfway asleep out here. It
says... I got two more. What is the end of everything?
Oh, thing. What is the thing. End of everything?
That's thing.
That's the thing.
Thing. It's the end of everything, right?
G.
G. Thing.
What you think?
Wait. Yeah, G. What's the end of everything? G.
What's the end of everything?
I agree with you.
G. Okay, yep. The end of everything is G, last one.
Huh? I thought it was going to be more. It was
yeah, I said thing. Everything.
I feel attacked.
You didn't have... That wasn't a bad answer, though.
What thing?
Yeah.
Everything, the end of it is thing. You got everything.
But the full word was everything.
Exactly.
So you got to think. Yeah.
It's crazy.
So you saying Jermaine wasn't thinking?
Nah, he wasn't.
Nah. So the last one is, the more you take, the more you leave behind. What are they?
The more you take.
Steps.
Y'all cheating,
I think
dude.
It's steps.
What you think?
Cheat. The more you take, the more you leave behind.
Yes.
More you take, more you leave behind.
I won't say that. I don't even know.
Yeah, I think it's steps. Ain't it?
What was it?
Okay, so
was it
what Aaron said? Was right, but his footsteps, if I wanted to be petty. But yeah, what he said is right. But nah, I like that game for some reason. It's a real nice game.
You sure y'all didn't like
my
you know,
frontal lobe?
Nah, man. No. He looked the questions
my frontal
up.
Frontal lobe is fully developed. I didn't even know you had those questions. I didn't even know you had
whatever, man.
I ain't gonna open my phone. You're gonna see dude. Something you don't want to see, buddy.
Okay, I'm good.
What do you mean by that?
Huh?
What do you mean by that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool. I'm gonna come back stronger next time. You know, I'm have my call. I was thinking the same things, but he was just saying it faster than me.
No, you wasn't.
Yeah. So yes, don't tell
man,
me.
Get
what,
somebody
yeah,
a chance
just,
to answer.
Right. Yeah. So you read mine.
So I'm too fast on answering. That yeah, was the problem. Fast,
I'm just over here. Just ain't go.
You wouldn't even get a chance to think.
I'm still asleep over here.
Said, what you leave behind? Footsteps. Dang, what?
Because I got it.
Okay, that's nice.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. So, let's get into the fun part and we can learn more about J-Dub. So, I want to ask a question, and I'm sure they got some questions as well. But my question to you is, what makes you unique? What separates you from other artists?
What makes me unique is... I really be myself. I come as myself. I really don't care who doesn't like me as myself, because I feel like if I can't be myself around you, then I feel like you're not for me.
Mm.
I'd rather be around people, you know, that you know accept me for myself, and you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, just that's like, a good answer.
Yeah, you know, I got a question. Who is your biggest inspiration?
Alicia Keys.
Mm. Alicia Keys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. She
got some taste.
That mm-hmm. She called on that piano too.
Mm-hmm.
So when did you learn to play the beat? Like, when did you like first start like getting into, you know, creating content?
Like any content?
Yeah.
What was this, like Vine? Like when it was like Vine was real popular.
Oh yeah, that was
I used to do singing videos and play the piano, or I used to just do piano covers on Vine and YouTube. So I don't know when that was, like a 2000 and when was Vine? 2012.
Yeah, it was like around like 2012. Like,
okay. Around like that time. Yeah, because I had more access to, like, you know, phones, tablets, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to know. So, after, you know, like with everything that you do, what is like one specific goal that you're trying to reach?
My goal really is to be able to live off of what I love to do, like to be financially stable off of what I love to do every day and still get paid for it. Like, it's not even a job. It's just, like, something.
Just your passion.
Right? Yeah.
You know, that's funny you say that. I tell a lot of people, like, people my age and stuff, like, when they're getting looking for jobs and stuff like that, like, you want to do something that you like, you know, something that you enjoy doing. Like, and for some people, it's okay to be working for a small amount of time. It's okay mm-hmm. to be working at a place where you're not comfortable, but you're making your bread. But at the same time, when you're working somewhere and you're doing something that you actually like, it's like the money just come constantly with ease.
Right.
So I tell a lot of people that, yeah.
I heard your birthday passed.
Oh, yeah. It was last week, Wednesday.
So happy belated birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask if, you know, you felt comfortable with sharing that. How old did you just turn?
22.
All right. So that actually okay. is a good thing, because I wanted to ask you if you had any advice for the youth, at least like 16, 15, what would you tell them?
I would tell them to focus on yourself. Don't, because it's a lot, you can get caught up in a lot of stuff like relationships and, you know, dramas and stuff and, you know, stuff outside in the street. Like, yeah. Just focus on you, because, like, at the end of the day, all that stuff, like, all that drama stuff, relationship stuff, that's going to be there when, you know, when you get older and
Definitely. When
you have the actual time, too. But I would say just focus on yourself, focus on your peace, and focus, like, on your self-love. Because when Definitely. You get older, to the point where you do want to start dating, you'll run into the right type of people, because you know who you are.
Right.
So
yeah. You got a question?
Oh, sorry.
Okay. I think I wanted to ask, I wasn't sure. But were you on, I don't know why I can't talk today. Were you on 4-on-4 Spotlight?
Yes.
How was that for you?
It was pretty good. What I didn't know is, because 4-on-4 Spotlight, I did the billboard and I did a music video thing or whatever. But what I didn't know is that they were showing it in jail. Mm-hmm. So it was people like, because this was like 2019 when I did it. It's 2023. So I still got people, like, somebody called me like a month or two ago, and they was like, yeah, I saw you on TV when I was in jail. Because they just got out or whatever, like, a couple months ago. It was this girl. I forgot her name, but she on Facebook. She was like, yeah, I saw you on TV in jail. And then it was my other, one of my other friends, he had said that one of his friends saw me in TV in jail. And I'm just like, oh, this must be, like, a little, like, talent.
So
TV show in jail or something.
Right. So I wanted to know, because whenever somebody has a passion for something, they like coming up on it, they usually run into a lot of like obstacles and things that they have to deal with mentally and emotionally. And I wanted to ask you, what are some of the toughest things you've dealt with mentally and emotionally coming up?
Well, I'll start off with, like, you know, the social media, like the people. Mm-hmm. But you can't let that get to you. Like, people gonna talk regardless if you up or if you down. They still gonna talk. If you doing something right, they still gonna talk. If you doing something wrong, they still gonna talk. Mm-hmm. If you look this way, they still gonna talk about you. If you look good, they still gonna talk about you.
I feel that's true.
It's just that. And then also not networking, but collaborating with people. That's pretty hard, because you don't know who's really serious and who's not, and it's a lot of wasting people's time, well, my time, and it's a lot of stuff like that, too. That's pretty hard.
Okay. I definitely feel you on that. So I had another question. So do you travel with what you do?
Yes, I do travel. I went to Vegas last year. I went to Dallas Atlanta, Houston, Miami.
That's what's up.
But yeah, I traveled to do like music videos, mm-hmm. or I'll probably like go out there and do a show. But I'm working on doing a tour this year with one of my mentors during the tour, so I might go with her on that. Cause I went with her before on the Dallas in Houston.
So out of all of those places you named, which one was your favorite?
Like your best Dallas. Experience? I like the Dallas.
Dallas. Okay. Dallas. What was it? The energy?
Like, yeah, it was the energy. I like the I don't know, I just like Texas, like the traffic, mm-hmm. like the food, the people. It's just like, it's kind of like a little Hollywood, because like you see a lot of foreign cars on the street. You just, it's pretty fun.
Oh, you can go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say, well, I see what you're doing. It's like I don't know, or yeah, I see what you're doing and it's working for you. And what I mean by that is like, I feel like you know what you're doing, like as far as like marketing and stuff, like showing off, showcasing your stuff, moving around, doing tours, stuff like this, podcasts. I seen some covers and stuff that you did, the piano and everything, the singing, like all of that is dope. Like it's like you in all corners, like I don't know, but you your own team. That's what it seemed like.
Thank you. Yes, I am. I've been my own team for about, because like I said, I started really doing music, you know, seriously in 2019. And it was just me, like, all the way around. Of course, I got people that, you know, listen to my music, and it's just me and the people that listen to my music and that actually support me. Never really had a manager or anything like that, a team or nothing like that, obviously. But I just, you know, did everything. And I'm gonna keep doing everything until I feel like God gonna send somebody my way. You know.
So, I was thinking, and I wanted to know. So you, this is just a question. You don't have to go like too deep into it, but you're aware of like you've hung around Big Frank and them, and like 54th Baby Tran, you know, some more local Milwaukee rappers, and. Something I wanted to ask you, because you find around people like that, is like outside of them, you know, because some people could look at you and be like, oh, well, yeah, she know them, right? And so they kind of base your image off of you knowing them. And I wanted to ask you, what do you want the people to know about you?
Me, I'm not like really like them, like at all. Like, I'm just me, like. I don't know. I don't really get into too much, you know, Milwaukee this, Milwaukee that. Right. I just, you know, I do it because I can, but I'm very versatile. Like, I don't have to do Milwaukee stuff, but I do it sometimes, because it's just like, you in Milwaukee, so it's just like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I think I like that question and I like that answer as well. Something that we talk about as a collective with the podcast and everything. And one thing, if anybody's trying to start anything, the viewers is watching, anybody just trying to come up on something or start a business or whatever, I think it's very important not to put yourself in a box.
Right.
Because when you do that, you kind of...
limit yourself.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You distance yourself and you cut yourself off from other things that you're doing. And even, like, starting things in Milwaukee, this is your city. So, of course, we supposed to be, you know, promoting, too. We supposed to be helping each other. We all in this city. We supposed to be helping each other. Of course, it's going to be a Milwaukee title on it. But I think it's very important not to put yourself in a box, because what you do is, in your mind, you start to set, okay, this is how far I can take it. When you can take it so much.
Way further.
Yeah, way
global.
Further. Exactly.
That's my goal. Yeah. Global.
Yeah, and I have one more question. I wanted to get your thoughts and opinion on our motive here at Clear Sound, which is to clarify as younger generations' voices, you know, get our voices heard, and for the older generation and the younger generation to understand each other?
I feel like that's a good idea, because I feel like the older generation, I think they still think that it's, you know, back in the day or whatever. So, you know, and they can learn a lot from us. And then also we can learn a lot from them on what not to do.
All right. Mm-hmm. And I'll was anybody finna speak? I thought I heard. Oh. And I'll go more into depth with that with Clear Sound Motive. A lot of young people, we're not able to speak out about certain things because we feel like, well, okay, the older generation, we say this, we'll offend somebody. When we all forgot that we all have our own opinions and we all have our own thoughts. We all separate people. And in speaking those opinions, of course, you want to be respectful, but we also want to be able to speak out, because then if we don't, going back to the happiness thing, we're unhappy. We get depressed. We feel like we can't speak out. We feel like we can't talk because somebody else is offended over it. And here at Clear Sound, we want it to be a space where young people can talk and young people can express their feelings without being judged or without being bashed or anything like that. So,
yeah, definitely agree with that. You know, we've talked about that on the first episode. But somehow also just, you know, because you are here, I wanted to hear, and I'm pretty sure the viewers would like to hear, like, you know, just you promoting your stuff and, you know, what you got going on, you know, talking more about it and elaborating on it.
Okay. So, right now I'm trying to start up a little segment, like, 'cause you know, I just found my niche or whatever with the piano. So right now I'm starting up a little acapella piano, I don't know what to call it, acapella piano video or, you know, whatever you want to call it, called the No Beat Challenge. So basically where I will learn your song or whatever you sing or rap or whatever, and then we could just play it live, you know, get like a little nice little setup, and we play it live, we could rehearse it, any song of your choice or whatever. I am charging for that, but I'm only charging like $50 because I do have to learn the song and bring the equipment and stuff like that.
So where could they like find your stuff as far as like social media name and
y'all can add me on Instagram at JWJA2_DUBB, 2 underscores though. Some people think it's 1, but it's 2.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. I like that. I like to see what you got going on. I love it. I always quote Black excellence, you know. We all need to, you know, come together and do more positive things, you know. Mm-hmm. It's good seeing, you know, our people doing better, you know. I love to support my people and
support everybody.
Yeah. You know, I want to, before we wrap it up, I do want to say this, just some word of encouragement for you. Keep going. Keep doing what you're doing. You already got a good head on your shoulder.
Thank you.
Your thoughts and your mind is set on the right things. As we mentioned before, too, that, you know, there'll be certain people that are coming your path that'll try to knock off what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Keep going. Forget about it.
How old are y'all, if y'all don't mind me asking?
I'm 17.
17 as well.
I'm 18.
actually, took my thing. I do got a quote as well. It's not a riddle quote, though. It's just a simple quote. I don't even got to read it. But really, it's just saying you will never succeed if you're afraid of failure. And that goes a long way because, honestly, with succeeding, it comes like you failing, falling, being knocked down. And sometimes you just got to get up, pick yourself up from that. And be able to push forth. So don't be afraid to fall or don't be afraid to mess up sometimes, because that's life and that's what happens.
I fail all the time, like, and I still keep going. Like, I mess up all the time. I still keep going.
And that's okay. And you need failure to succeed. If you don't fail, then you ain't going to learn anything. And my quote, I'll throw one in there. Mine is, if you walk by faith, then you will get through anything. I don't care what it is. Not hope, but faith. You'll walk, you'll go through anything. But this has been a great conversation. I love having you on here. We love having you here.
I love being here. Thank y'all.
We'd love to have you back as well.
Thank
for
you.
For sure.
But yeah, this is Clear Sound Podcast. Again, I'm Jay Flicks.
It's Jay on the mic.
It's AJ Verified.
J-Dub.
Yeah.
Yes. And y'all take care. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Hit the notifications button. And we'll see you on the next episode.